from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. Woman break down and cry. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no mess and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
I terrorize your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger, take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a kitty, take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face, have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and knives. I drink honey, straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State, butt naked. Rollerblading across the Golden Gate, butt naked. With the baddest man alive and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Of the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, somebody.
I'm the baddest man alive. I take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today? Time for another live episode of Moving Forward. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy, also known as the Security Camera Ambassador. Give me 1 second, you guys. I'm trying to get everything set up. I'm running a little behind today. Forgive me. You know, it's like no matter how hard I try to be on time, there's always some technical issues that pop up that I got to try to figure out at the last minute. So, you guys are having a great morning today. Try to get everything set up. You know, we're doing a simulcast now where we're doing the radio show and the TV show at the same time. But the issue that I'm having is we have people in the studio that's using the equipment and they're not preparing the equipment for the next day, for the next person that's coming in behind them. And so when I come into the studio, I find out that certain things aren't set up properly. I'm going to just say it like that. And so what's causing the issue is I have to run around and try to get things in order at the same time I do my show. So forgive me, you guys, if I seem a little distracted right now because I'm trying to get one last thing up and working because I had to find a backup plan. Because somebody didn't do their job. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is a lesson in leadership. If you are a leader of any organization or even a leader of your household, you have to have certain things in place to make sure that the operation runs smoothly. That was loud. And for example, right now, I'm lacking in leadership because I should have made sure all of these things was in order before I started today's show. And as a true leader, you have to make sure things are taken care of. Simple. No excuse. No excuse at all. So, hence the reason why I'm running late today. And that's what I feel like. I feel like I failed. That is how I feel right now. All right. Well, anyway, let's get going with today's show. Let's make sure everything's okay. TV station's up and working. Okay. Radio station, I'm sounding good. So let's get into today's show of moving forward. I know it's been a minute since I've done a moving forward because I have been in my show bag. So today's title is What's Going On? And the reason why that is today's title, because there has been a lot going on with our culture. Not only there's a lot going on in our culture, but there's a lot that's going on in our culture that's out of the norm. Like, there's some things and some agendas that's being pushed in our culture right now that make you scratch your head like, is this really happening right now? And I don't want to think, I don't want anybody to think that I'm talking in code or anything, but you know how I do here at Moving Forward. I hold no punches. So I am about to get straight to the point and drop some knowledge. And I'm going to sit up there and probably say some things that a lot of you guys out there that's in the media can't say because your handlers would not allow you to say certain things. So the first thing I'm going to start off with is our new president. Our new commander-in-chief, Joe Biden. And one of the first. That's, why does it sound weird? One of the very first executive orders that he signed was to allow transgender males to participate and play sports, female sports, with naturally born females. And as a father of a daughter, I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. Because if you was born a male, regardless of how you think you feel, or regardless of how you identify as,
You're not a female. You're not a woman. You do not have the right piping, I said piping, as being a female. So, once again, anybody who's going to try to come at me with the so-called cancel culture or come to me and say that I'm transphobic, some new word that they didn't create it, I'm not freaking transphobic. I just know that there's a difference between a male and a female. I know that God makes men and women, boys and girls. When I was growing up, I was taught that Allah, God, Jehovah, whichever title you choose to call the creator, doesn't make mistakes. Does not make mistakes. So I'm about to ask the question of, why do I look like I'm so low on the TV, like you can't see my face? In your face. Hold on, you guys. Adjust my seat here. Or do I need to adjust the camera? Okay. I'm back. I was taught that the creator don't make mistakes. So if the creator doesn't make mistakes, could it be possible that somebody who identifies, and this is not hate speech, okay, also before I'm about to say what I'm about to say, today, well, the next few weeks, we're doing a courtesy by allowing the other networks to watch our radio TV show. We give you guys a courtesy. Because by April 15th, we will no longer allow any of our complete shows to be played on these other networks. Because on those other networks, they try to, well, I ain't gonna say they try. They ban certain conversations, which that means it's not an open platform to have a conversation like I'm having today. So if you guys are watching me on the other networks today, enjoy up to April 15th. After April 15th, the only way you'll be able to watch any of our programming, you have to be on YizerRadio.com to listen to the radio station, or you have to be on YizerTV.com to watch any of our TV shows. So you guys enjoy your access that you have right now. Okay. Back to what I'm saying. As I watch what's going on right now, I'm starting to believe that maybe creator does make mistakes. Maybe that a person who is identifying as a male when she's a female, or if you're a female identifying as a man, maybe the creator did make a mistake. Maybe it was a fupa from the creator. Now, once again, this is not hate speech. And at the same time, I don't think I'm, what's it called, blasphemy? I don't think I'm being blasphemous right now either, if that's the right word. I might say in a word, because I would tell you guys, I will mess up a word in a minute. I will mess up a word in a minute. So, if it's blasphemy or whatever, I'm saying it wrong or whatever, I don't mean to offend or second guess the creator, but I do pose the question. Is it possible that the creator could make a mistake? You guys want to comment or talk to me? You guys can hit me up on the call-in number at 515-605-9775. Because if the creator doesn't make mistakes, then why do we have males thinking they're a woman and females thinking they're a man. Now, which poses my next question that I have, because I'm so confused at this point. Is a transgender a man who wants to dress up like a woman? Or is a transgender a male who wants to be a woman, thinks he's a woman, acts like a woman, dressed like a woman? Because when I was growing up, see, I'm old school. Like I said, I'm old school. I just come from a different generation, and they used to call them transvestites. So my question is a transgender and a transvestite the same? Because they keep changing the narrative. So even if I want to be a person who is enlightened and educated, because I do want to be educated on everything. Like I said, I don't hate anybody, but I would like to know, at least try to understand a little bit. But the thing is this. I don't understand if a transgender and a transvestite the same. But before I go running off and getting off my point of what I'm saying, I still, at the end of the day, I do not agree with President Biden deciding to let transgender males play in female sports. Because at the end of the day, the physical makeup of a male is stronger than a female. Now, I know there's some people are like, well, Dwayne, there's some females out there that can lift weights. Sorry, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being able to lift weights. Well, I'm just talking about just the physical makeup of a male is stronger and more powerful than a woman. That's just like a few years ago, because, see, I'm a veteran from the United States Navy. That's just like a few years ago when we had the whole battle and the debate of should females be able to go into the battlefield? Should their females fight in battle? Just like when I was in the U.S. Navy, I was on an aircraft carrier. At the time, there was not women on an aircraft carrier. And there was a reason, because the aircraft carriers was in battle. Because at this point, we're not talking about gender equality. We're not talking about gender equality right now. We are sitting up there talking about this third group, the transgenders. And I also think, coming from a family full of women, that I believe that is a disservice or disrespectful to the women. I don't understand why women are not like, yo, we cannot let you co-opt our gender like this. Be your own gender. So if there is a third gender out there, we got males, females, transgender. But this whole confusion and fusing this all this shit together as one, like now it's male and females, but these some of these females walk around with balls in their panties? I'm not with that. What a... Us men that are 100% heterosexual men, what are we supposed to do? Yes, I'm being very selfish right now as a heterosexual man. What are we supposed to do? So we out, and I meet a young lady, and you know, with these surgeries now, especially with Dr. Miami and all them out there, yeah, I just gave Dr. Miami a free pub. Dr. Miami, you need to send us a check here at Geyser. And I'm out with my peoples, and I see a young lady with the curves, with the soft voice, and so I go step to her like, yo, what's up? I shoot my shot. Yo, what's up? That's my cool voice, if you guys didn't know it. That's my cool, sexy voice for the ladies. you wanna exchange information. Look, change. No, I gotta be like the millennials. Yo, what's your social media? You know what I'm saying? What's your social media? So then I get her number. So I think it's a she. We go out and we start having the general conversation. You guys know the general conversation when you first meet somebody. Where'd you grow up at? Are you from this city? What school did you go to? How old were you when you lost your virginity? I don't know if you asked that question the first day, but anyway. Then in the conversation, she says, yeah, my name is Bridget. I've been going by Bridget for the past 20 years. I was born named, my name was Bruce. Excuse me? What did you say? Did I hear you right? Did you just tell me that your name used to be Bruce, but now it's Bridget? What in the hell am I supposed to do with that? What in the hell am I, a man that's heterosexual, if I'm saying that right, heterosexual, yeah, that love women, love all the essence of a woman, everything about to do with a woman from head to toe, even though some of y'all out there are crazy, and for some reason I'm attracted to crazy women. Yeah, I know who y'all are, all my crazy women out there that I deal with or dealt with. Y'all know Dwayne loves the crazy female. But what the hell am I supposed to do with a Bridget that used to be a Bruce? What the hell am I supposed to do? At that point, do I have the right to cuss Bridget punk ass out? Do I have the right to press charges against Bridget for false advertisement? Got me thinking that she was a woman, but she really used to be a dude. See, that's why I'm not with this whole blending the damn transgenders with the females. You want to be a transgender? Be a freaking transgender, a third gender. But see, all of us out here is doing a disservice to us that are not part of the alternative lifestyle. We are all out here doing a disservice. I don't mind you thinking that you're a woman if you're a man, but do not be coming in here faking like you're a fucking, I'm cussing. I cussed already. It ain't even noon. I can't be cussed before noon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. But don't be coming over here talking about you a woman when knowing you was a transgender, knowing you Bruce. And we have to stop letting this happen. Our politicians got to stop letting this happen. See, all of us from our culture who elected Biden in, that's down with this transgender thing, think about it. That's my question. What is with the Democrats' love affair with the transgender? What's with that, Democrats? And I'm not a Republican, but I got to ask questions because like Michelle Obama, Barry's wife. Barry's wife is on a damn mission for the transgender. It's like, are the rumors true? Oop, I didn't say that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that out loud, did I? I didn't say that out loud, did I? But what is that? Why is the Democrats so in love with this whole transgender movement? And the sad part about it is our culture supports these things. And I ask this question all the time from our culture. If you guys have been listening to my radio show for the past 7 years, I always talk about hard genocide and soft genocide. And it's, what's that humming noise? Hold on. I always talk and ask the question, hard genocide and soft genocide. So this is what I'm talking about. The Democratic Party is the party that pushes the soft genocide for our culture. So all of you out there who doesn't know what a soft genocide is, let me tell you what a soft genocide is. A soft genocide is abortion. All you pro-choices out there who's part of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party pushes abortion. That is us participating in a soft genocide. Our culture participates in killing our unborn babies. I had a young lady the other day, I was having a conversation with about abortion. She said, well, technically it's not a baby, it's a blood clot. And she's a Democrat. We are so entrenched in participation in soft genocide that we don't even realize that we're participating in our own soft genocide. Another example of a soft genocide is the crime bill laws that Biden and Clinton have put in place back in the late 80s and the 90s that was sending a high number of our males from our culture to prison with mandatory sentencing. So how can we generate and build our culture if there's no men in our culture to make the babies and raise the babies? That's an example of a soft genocide. So now, 2021, the agenda is the transgender. Well, if you got all these men switching over to women, they can't have babies. So how the hell are we going to have babies? That's canceling out the growth of our culture. Another example of a soft genocide. If y'all think I'm talking crazy, hit me up at area code 515-605-9775. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, security camera ambassador. I'm taking a break real quick, but I'm going to ask you guys, what's going on? What's going on?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light. It's bad. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
You hear me?
This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on Geyser Radio. It has just been brought to my attention that I have not done any plugs. What's with the microphone feedback? It was just informed to me that I have not did any plugs at all. So for starters, you are listening to Geyser Radio. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, geyserradio.com. You guys want to listen to exclusive forward-thinking talk radio? Go ahead, join geyserradio.com. Let everybody know about the radio station. We have right now two radio shows right now. We have Controversy with Stephen B. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stephen B. set it off yesterday. You guys did not tune in yesterday. You guys have to go and listen to Steve's show from yesterday. Stephen shut it down yesterday. Okay? Then we have my show, Moving Forward, live on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like my man Stephen B. says, if you're scared, say you're scared. You guys must listen to Steve's show. Steve is a man who has 40 years worth of experience in this broadcast radio thing. I look at, he don't know this yet, but I'm about to coin him a new nickname. I'm about to call Stephen B. the Moses of Geyser. Ha ha! Can I get a clap for that? Can I get a clap for that? Stephen B., if you're out there listening, your new nickname here is the Moses of Geyser. All right. So you guys have to check out Stephen B. All right. Then, like I said, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, you guys deal with my crazy bipolar ass. Because you guys know when I get on the mic, I'm liable to say any damn thing. The next thing, GeyserTV.com is our major Wi-Fi television network. You guys can join GeyserTV.com. It's $10.89 a month. The first 30 days are free. But this is a great thing about Geyser TV. We have six television channels. We have five independent film screens. So if you have a movie out there, an independent movie, you can come over here and we can distribute your movie on GeyserTV.com. You guys, this is what ownership looks like. We actually have our own media network right now, Geyser. So that's Geyser TV. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, GeyserTV.com. Okay? So that's my plug for now. Oh, also, if you guys don't hear the live radio show, you guys can always go to the television channel, which is GeyserTV.com, or you can go to the radio station, GeyserRadio.com, and listen to On Demand 24 hours a day. All of our past shows. So after you get done listening to me today, go listen to Stephen B's show from yesterday. All right. Moving on. I think I beat up enough on the transgender thing. So like I said, I don't agree with President Biden, and I don't agree with us and the Democrats participating in our own soft genocide. Okay. My next thing, because I only have 22 minutes left because I'm not doing a full 2 hours a day because I was running behind today. No excuse, but it is what it is. The George Floyd executor's trial of, what's the devil's name? Trayvon, whatever. I don't even care if I say his name wrong because he's a devil to me. But this is why I'm asking, what's going on? What made me think about what's going on with this particular trial, because I turned on the news a couple of weeks ago and I saw that George Floyd's family had took, I think, a $28 or $27 million settlement. And not only did they take the settlement, they took the settlement before the trial. Now, they got to get the bag. I'm with that. You guys know I'm a capitalist, so I believe in getting the bag. But when I saw that, and I could be wrong, but my prediction was, if they were took that money before the trial, he's either going to get off or he's going to do very little time, like maybe 5-10 years at the most, just like Amber Geiger in Dallas. Let's go. When I saw that George Floyd's family took the $28 million payout before the trial, I had to ask myself, what's really going on? I had to become a critical thinker and ask, what's really going on? Is this the payoff? Does everybody know that this guy's going to get off? So then I had to ask myself, what was the whole purpose of the whole Black Lives Matter and all these protests around the country all last summer, burning up the cities and stuff, and this guy's going to get off, and possibly this guy's family's going to go off with this $27 million and disappear into wherever. And then what was the purpose of burning down the cities? That's why I told you guys last year, why the hell are you out there protesting, burn down our damn cities, and it's not going to make a freaking difference? So I asked the question, is this devil going to get off for killing George Floyd? Was the $28 million payoff, like, you know what, our bad we killed your family member, our bad that we choked him out with our knee, but we about to take this little bit of money, we going to put him in jail for a couple years, less than 10 years, and he's going to be in PC. If you guys know what PC is, that's protective custody. And all you wannabe protesters and protesters out there who burned down the cities get nothing out of it. What did we accomplish, you guys? What did we accomplish with all these protests? But then you guys, I'm about to offend some people. Then before the trial started yesterday, the Coon Show was in town. I know I always piss people off, and I'm not being disrespectful when I say the Coon Show is in town, because the first thing we did is start praying, and the theatrics started with my man Al Sharpton talking about, well, let's kneel for 8 minutes and 45 seconds. That's that symbolistic shit that I'll be talking about that means nothing. That's just like, you guys remember when Congress or whatever last year kneeled in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and all them kneeled doing the same thing like Kaepernick did, too little, too late. So now we want to kneel for 8 minutes in a press conference before a trial begins. When are we going to stop participating in the coon shows? When are we going to get it like all these other cultures and get on code and do our own cancel culture? Look at what's going on with the Asians right now. The guy, the devil down in Atlanta, went and killed, I think, 7 or 8 Asian women at the spas. And within weeks, they are already going to create hate laws against Asians. But we've been here, what? How many years we've been here? 200, 400 years? I don't even remember no more, because to me, we've been here since day one. But this whole called supremacy system that we're involved in, we're still getting killed and canceled nobody. What we get in return? The coon show. We kneeling for 8 minutes and 7 seconds before a trial starts for a devil that's going to get off because we took the payday. We want both. We want the payday and we want justice. We need both. Y'all done got me geeked up, so that's why I'm asking the question. What is going on? When are we going to stop falling for the same old routine? When are we going to stop? But instead of us doing what we're supposed to do, we get caught up in the distractions. Like in the news, people was talking about Tamika Mallory doing a Cadillac commercial. Who gives a damn that she did a Cadillac commercial? Everybody knows that all these activists are bought and paid for. Come on. She has to get paid? What difference does it make if Tamika Mallory did a Cadillac commercial, but you work at Cadillac? What's the damn difference? Who the hell? Actually, hold on. Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Dwayne.
How you doing? Can I call you back up doing my podcast? I'll be done in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm having lunch. Just bye.
Okay, I'll call you back. All right, bye. Okay. I'm so hood. I'll be answering the phone while I'm live. What's the difference? You're a person to work at Cadillac, and you talking about white supremacy, and you talking about Tamika Mallory taking a paycheck as an activist, but you work at Cadillac. So I'm going to ask the question again. What's going on? What's going on?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can come.
What's going on? What's really going on, my people? I need to know. I really need to know what's going on. I really need to know what's going on. Turn this down a little bit. I need to know. What is really going on? I have 12 minutes. And I know an hour radio show on the hottest forward-thinking radio station out there, YazzaRadio.com, can't solve all of this in an hour radio show, but I want to ask the questions and start the conversation. Because enough is enough. And I'm a true believer that all the people who supports and become members of Yizer TV, that's YizerTV.com, are going to be part of the people that's going to be part of the solution to what's going on. I honestly believe that all the supporters of Yizer are going to be the people who's going to be part of the solution to answer the question, what's going on? We have to stop participating in our own self-genocide. All of this stuff is connected. All of this is connected because at the end of the day, if you add up all these different scenarios, it all equals to the elimination of the heterosexual black male. It all comes down to another person from our culture being eliminated. It all comes down to another form of breaking up our families. And at this point, all of this falls on our shoulders. All of it falls on our shoulders, you guys. We can't blame white supremacy. We can't blame our employers. We can't blame politicians. We can only blame ourselves and our culture. Because I talk all the time that all the other cultures are on cold. When I looked at that press conference yesterday before the trial of the devil who killed, Mr. Floyd, none of those people represent me. There's lawyers, there's activists, there are religious leaders. I saw all those men of our culture, and that's the side that they push, but that's not the side that represent me or us or Geyser. Why are you praying for justice? You need to get justice. Praying for justice didn't stop George Zimmerman from getting convicted. Praying for justice didn't keep Amber Geiger from getting life in prison, or the family member of the victim hugging Amber Geiger. Praying for justice didn't save Ahmaud Arbery, I think that his name, down in Georgia, who got killed by those race soldiers. Praying for justice did not save the life of the young man who got shot by the cop in Minnesota, once again, Minnesota again, on Facebook, and he got off. There's no such thing as freaking praying for justice. We need to stop it. We need to stop it. Falls under the victim mentality. And as long as we continue to act like and have the mental victim mentality, we would never get any type of respect as a culture. Zero respect as a culture. This trial right here, this George Floyd trial, is nothing but a reality TV show. This stuff is on Court TV right now. This stuff is on CBS right now. This is a TV show. This is reality TV right here. This is our new scripted television. Somebody from our culture lose their life. They paid the family off. And now it's time for the Coon Show to start. You guys, I'm tuning out. Thank you guys for tuning in with me today. Inshallah, tomorrow, tune in at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to Controversy with Stephen B. Let everybody know, go to yizerradio.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R radio. Yizerradio.com tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow with Stephen B. I'm out. Later on tonight, I don't know if we're doing the Pimp Your Snap podcast. Unfortunately, we had to postpone yesterday's show. But if it is, we'll put out the notice, let you guys know. But regardless, go ahead and join Yizer TV. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R, YizerTV.com. First 30 days free. After that, it's $10.89 a month. Also, support our sponsor, Digital Guard. You need anything that has to do with security cameras. Oh, matter of fact, it's on my shirt if you guys watch the TV show. Support Digital Guard. Anything that has to do with security cameras for your business or your home, you can call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777 or go to PreventHomeCrimes.com. Go to PreventHomeCrimes.com. But if you need security cameras for your business, you go to PreventBusinessCrimes.com. For your home, PreventHomeCrimes.com. For your business, PreventBusinessCrimes.com. Support Digital Guard, and they're consultants too. So say for if you want to get security cameras, but you don't know what you need or if you need to upgrade them, just call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777 and get consulting. You don't even have to buy Digital Guard's cameras to get consulting. Okay? Well, I'm tuning out, you guys. Inshallah, I will see you guys on Thursday. All right? Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power.
Hey, what's happening?
The use of knowledge is power.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.